impacted the future. But in all of that, God spoke to me to say to us that we are, even though we're in the midst of the natural physical struggles, whatever they may be, we need to be very, very careful and understand that they're not just physical struggles with others. There's also spiritual warfare going on in your life. When you realize it or not, the devil doesn't like you. I'm not glorifying him today. I'm just telling you we are in a place where we're going to see him. Maybe some of you have experienced what I'm talking about, where you knew it was an evil attempt to come in and disrupt your peace and your household. It was a spiritual attack from Satan. With all the other struggles, whether you had COVID-19, whether you struggled with that physical attack, you need to understand that it was an agenda by Satan to disrupt the peace of our lives. And when we have gone through it, now we have seen in the middle of it, there were a lot of people that were talking about, you know, this is the last hour. We're never going to be the same. Let me just tell you, that is a lie straight from the pits of hell. We serve a mighty God. The devil wants to tell you he's going to steal from you. He's going to kill you. He's going to destroy you. But you need to realize that Christ has given you life, and he has given you life more abundantly. And what the devil tries to speak into your spirit is a lie. It tries to bring you down. You need to say, praise God, I'm not going to stay down. God is going to help me. Amen. My scripture comes from the book of Proverbs 24 and 16. It says, for a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. This proverb deals with the fact that calamity comes to us all. Yes, bad things at times happen to good people. We've seen it. We've seen the fact that some have lost their lives. Key people in our denomination, we have lost them. It has been hard to take. Seeing my own parents struggle, losing my birth mom, seeing these kind of things that want to bring destruction to who we are as a hopeful people, a people of faith. It has been that kind of attack. But I will tell you, because of what I have been taught, because of the way I have been raised, is to realize that we are a people that will not stay in the position that we are in. God is bringing us out for a new season. It has already begun. The church of the living God needs to praise God and say, this is my hour. This is my time. This is my day. I am going to be triumphant. I am going to be victorious. Amen. If you believe that, would you just give the Lord a praise today and just say, thank the Lord. Amen. I praise God because we understand that it is the satanic agenda, the principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of darkness. They tear us down. They destroy the hope of life. We know that the enemy hates us and wants to destroy us, but we need to realize God has an agenda also. In Isaiah 58 and 6, it says, Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, who the heavenly burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that they break every yoke? Anything that the enemy has tried to do to you is an attack of the enemy, and you need to realize it might have knocked you down. It might have put you into a place that you do not like. But you need to realize that God is on your side and God is with you. And even though you feel knocked down, God says, get back up. The righteous shall get back up. We need to come to realize that God is getting us back up for an hour such as this, for a moment such as this. I've never seen people, families have to struggle with the kinds of struggles that they have been struggling with. We are celebrating tomorrow, this the Memorial Day weekend. The commercialism of it is not what we really need to focus on today. It is that there have been men and women that have put their uniform on and never took it off. They lost their life, but they stood to defend the weak and the downtrodden and those that could not defend themselves. And they died for this. They are the heroes. There needs to be a church today that is a church that says, even if I die, I will walk in faith. I will not give up my serving the Lord with everything that is within me. Amen. I'm going to be that kind of individual. This is a day we honor those. We need to honor them, and we need to honor one another. When we talk about the spiritual struggles, the spiritual fight, the loss of the righteous, the loss of those that were in the trenches with us, the ones that prayed for us, the ones that preached the word to us, the ones that taught us the way they taught us, and they have gone on to meet their reward. We honor them today. But we are the ones that are here today to realize there's something for us to do. There's a stand we must take. This is the day where we are not to shrink back or give up or be ashamed. This is the day for us to rise up and be the church of the living God. Do whatever God has called us to do for this hour. That's what I'm saying today. There's today that we need to take a stand. I declare to you, I will stand with the righteous. I want you to turn to your neighbor and just say, I will stand with the righteous. Amen. Now I want you to say this, period. No discussion. I don't care what is politically correct. I don't care what society is saying is true or right. I stand on the things that are righteous. I stand on those things that keep a standard of righteousness before God's people. The devil will walk into your house. I don't care how many times you go to church. I don't care how faithful you are, the Bible you read, how long you read the Bible, how many books you read. I want to tell you, the devil will still show up to your house. He will still mess with your business. He still wants to disrupt the life of your children. Excuse me, he wants to steal their destiny. He wants to confuse them. Amen. I'm talking about a confusion that's from hell. To be able to confuse them, to know what they are, who they are, whether they are male or female, what kind of life they are going to live. Let me just tell you, that is a ploy from hell to disrupt what God has called your children to be. God has called them the women to be the women of this world that will nurture and stand as virtuous women. We are the righteous men that have been raised up to be the keepers of the oil. God is telling us, rise up. Be the men and women God has created you to be. Amen. Tell the devil he's not going to disrupt, or he's not going to come in and knock you down and disrupt your peace in your house. You need to realize it is the enemy. Know what it is. Know what its agenda is. And stand against it. Even if it knocks you down, get back up. Come on, somebody. I'm going to get back up. If you've got trouble in your house right now, you need to realize right now, you need to speak it out with your own mouth. I'm going to get back up. I'm not going to let the devil rule over my life. I want you to look at the bottom of my shoe. For you that can't read, I never will forget us. That's funny. Let me just tell you what happened. I was in a service, and we were having revival. And the thing was that we didn't really know how this revival was going to turn out. We had rented the Burleson Theater. It's not there anymore. And I remember we had invited an evangelist. And I remember that we had gathered together, many churches from the area, gathered together. And we were having service one night. And I had forgotten that I had preached a message to put the devil in his place. And I wrote devil on the bottom of my shoes. Well, I remember they asked me that evening to give a devotion. So I got up, read my scripture, gave a devotion. And the evangelist walks over to me and slaps me on the back, and I fell out in the spirit. I mean, God was in the house. You remember those days where you fell out? The Spirit of the Lord was in the house, amen? And I remember when I fell out, I was lost. I was in the spirit. But all of a sudden I started coming to and realizing what was going on. And people were shouting and running all over that theater. And what had happened was when I fell out, my feet were sticking straight out, and they were reading devil on the bottom of my shoes. And some of them got a hold of it. I said, some of them got a hold of it. Got a hold of the fact that the devil has been trying to rule and mess in your life. And you need to put him where he belongs. You need to get back up, hallelujah. I said, get back up and tell everybody around you that devil is under my feet. He's not ruling over my house. He's not ruling over my children. He's not going to take my peace. He's not going to take my hope. He's not going to take my joy. He's the Lord of my life, and he's going to give me strength to get back up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, when we start getting excited and we start beginning to speak the things that we need to speak in this day in which we live. We need to be encouraging. We need to be uplifting those that have been knocked down. Don't you judge your brother. Don't you beat up on your brother. We need to realize something. We don't fight against these things that one another. We don't wrestle out with flesh and blood. We're fighting a spiritual battle. That's our enemy, not one another. You and I need to protect one another, fight for one another, pray for one another, intercede for one another. We need to strengthen one another, not attack one another. Because I will tell you right now, that's the devil trying to destroy and discourage and bring division and chaos. And it is a ploy that the enemy has tried to do in the last days. I want to tell you, we're going to get back up. We're not going into that. We're not getting into that. We're going to fight the devil that's against us. We're going to rise against the devil and defeat him in Jesus' name. That's what we should do. And that's what should be our agenda. If you believe that, would you give the Lord a praise? Hey, hallelujah. In Psalms 34, he says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. And his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, do cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Somebody ought to say, praise God. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Somebody ought to shout and say, praise God. I'm going through something, but I'm coming out. Brother Wallace, I'm coming out. I'm coming out of the struggle. I'm coming out of the trouble. I'm coming out of the struggle in my health, the struggle in my mind, the struggle in my family. Let me just tell you, your family isn't perfect. And neither is mine. Amen. Somebody said he went there. Everybody's got somebody. My wife even told me the other day, you better straighten up. We all have those moments. It says, turn to your neighbor and say, we all have those moments. Amen. The thing is when we realize it, we fight through it, we struggle through it, God's going to be with us through it all. Let me just say this right now. Mark, I'm so sorry. Your brother takes advantage of having the microphone. We will get him later, okay? How many of you know we need to encourage one another? We really need to be the ones that are saying we're going to defend the weak.
We all have been knocked down, but it's time for us to get back up and strengthen one another. Be in the hours of the night where we're praying and interceding for those that have fallen. Don't forget about them. Don't judge them. Don't press them down. Raise them up. Lift them up. Encourage them. Restore them. Restore them back to where they once were. Help them to get back up, hallelujah, so that they will be able to serve the Lord right alongside of you. Come on, somebody give the Lord a praise if you believe what I'm talking about. The atmosphere is changing because the Holy Spirit is saying, this just man, this righteous man, will rise up again and again and again. And again, and again. He's going to get up again, and again, and again. Seven times he's going to get back up. The devil is so stupid, he'll knock you down. But I'm going to tell you, you just tell him, I'm getting back up. I'm getting back up. There's a better day ahead of me. There's greater things before me. I'm going to praise my God, and I'm going to get back up. Hallelujah. We all need to realize today, the Holy Spirit, he's your paraclete. He's your associate. He's your constant companion. He is your heavenly helper. He will never leave you alone. He is in front of you and he is behind you. He is on your left side and he is on your right side. He is beneath you and he's raising you back up right in this moment. The devil tried to keep you out of the house today, but I'm telling you, there's a word for you today. You might feel like you have been knocked down, but the Lord is saying, I'm going to get you back up. I'm going to help you be where you need to be. Not down, but up. Praise God. Oh, somebody ought to just say, praise the Lord. I'm getting back up. Hallelujah. The devil would love to think that he has caused the church to fail, flounder, and be non-existent. But I'm telling you, we are getting back up. This is oppression. We need to understand that Satan is trying to oppress or be the oppressor. He always has always been. But the oppressor will be overthrown. Amen. Because the recovery is coming. The recovery of the righteous to stand against what the wickedness meant for harm, God is going to turn it around for good. The wicked cannot ultimately succeed. And the just cannot ultimately fail or lose. That means that you have not lost. Turn to your neighbor and say, we haven't lost. Amen. We're not losing. Praise God. You may have never been knocked down again. You may have been knocked down again and again and again. Take confidence in Christ. Your Lord and your Savior today. I hear the words. I hear people saying, well, this is happening to me. And sometimes it's overwhelming. As a pastor, let me tell you, one day I got four phone calls within 3 hours. And every one of them were life-altering for the families that called me. Now, that's hard to take. And I believe that it was the Spirit of, and it's also been the same thing as this COVID-19 attacked the faithful, the faithfulness of our family, our church, my father, a patriarch of the Springer family. I will tell you right now, the devil tried to take his life. He tried to destroy who he is. My father is one of those that's energetic. You start talking to him about the Lord, and he starts speaking in tongues. He starts praising God. But I got a phone call, and the phone call was, we're losing Papa. Dad is he's losing his capability to fight through this. He's not speaking. He's not laughing. He's not entering into the conversation. His mind is being taken from him. He is discouraged beyond explanation. Let me just tell you, it gripped my heart. I thought, oh God, that's my father. And then the Lord says, pray for him. Pray for him that God will help him to get back up. And I'm just going to tell you right now, we prayed. The family prayed. We prayed and said, God, touch him. Let him be what he's always been. His time is not up. He is your child. He served you faithfully. God, you're able. Hallelujah. And devil, you are a liar. I want to tell you, when you pray, when the righteous pray, God hears your prayer. And I will tell you, in 24 hours, he got back up. They said he is talking. He is laughing. He is himself again. I'm going to say right now, praise God. Can anybody help me right now? To praise God. Praise God, because in those moments, those struggles, they're hard to take. But God is with us. We are here today to take that and receive that confidence. We have had people to pay the ultimate sacrifice. We need to realize that we're still in this. God is not through with us. And we might lose some folks. We might have to deal with that. But we will not fail, and we will not be destroyed. I'm telling you, we will rise up again and again and again and again. Because somebody just say, praise the Lord, that we are going to get back up. Amen. What does it say in Ephesians 3, 9-15? And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore, I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Well, let me just tell you something. I know the devil tried. The devil tried to destroy our faith, destroy the Son of God. I don't know why he thought he could, but he tried. And let me just tell you something. It was horrible. The process was horrible. The crucifixion, the cross, everything that deals with that. I'm telling you, it is hard for us to fathom in our own mind how the struggle was, what they did to our Lord and our Savior, that he died and gave every drop of blood in his body, even the water from his body, by the ribbon, the sword in his ribbon side. He gave it all. They put him in a grave. But you need to understand something. Oh, I'm backing up right now. Praise God. Let me just tell you something right now. You need to realize they put him in the ground, but 3 days later, he got up. I said he got up. Hallelujah. We need to realize he's helping us right now. He's your advocate. He's your help. He's going to get you back up. He's going to remind you that even though we get knocked down, we can get back up. Oh, somebody ought to say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, God wants you in this house today to have steadfast confidence, trust, and assurance that he is who he says he is, and he can do what he says he can do, and he has what he says he has. If you believe that, then you have confidence to get back up. When you have been knocked down, get up, get up, get up. I said get up. Turn to your neighbor and say, get up, hallelujah. It's time for the church to get back up. There's something for us to do, praise God. I believe we're in our final hour. I believe there are some that are knocked down. They're not doing what they need to be doing. They're in a position where they're not up in the place of being a position or into a at a position to receive. When you are laying down, you're not moving. But when you get up, you're in a position to move. What I'm trying to tell you is God has something for us to do, and it's time for us to move. Whether it's handing out groceries to the lost and undone, let me just tell you right now, you need to get back up. You need to get back into church. You need to get back into your Sunday school class. You need to get back into prayer. Oh, yeah, I'm preaching. You need to be confident. You need to keep giving. You need to get back up and start giving again. Call somebody. I'm going to start talking about tithing and giving offerings and start about praying and giving and not be doing distracted by other things. I'm talking about getting back up and be the church of the living God and do what we need to do in these last days. That's confidence to rise up. Confidence doesn't lead you away from conflict. It is a character builder. And character is built when the arena of conflict, in the arena of conflict, is only the battle. It's only in the battle that you really know what you're made of. Really know what you're made of. This is something that we have been tested by. What are we made of? Are we going to shrink back and not be the church God called us to be because of COVID-19? I'm telling you, this is something we need to really determine in our heart and in our spirit. We're going to do. We're going to rise above this. We're going to get back up. We're not staying in that condition. And they can debate about the mask. They can debate about the vaccine. They can do all that they want to. I'm just telling the church. I don't want to get into that. I want to tell you, if you've been knocked down, God's saying to you, get back up. God's got a life for you to live, and He's going to give you the blessing that you need to live that life. If you believe that, will you just give the Lord a praise and say, I believe it in Jesus' name. I'll close with this. The devil has tried to steal your victory. Don't give up. Get up and tell the devil, I am not defeated, and you are where you belong, under my feet. Don't you remember that they had put him in the grave and he got back up? There have been many that have given their lives tragically, sorrowfully. We grieve. I watch young mothers with their children grieving over the grave of their husband that lost his life in battle. Grieving. But I'm going to tell you something about that. You need to understand that little mother, that strong single mother, gets back up. She doesn't stay at that tombstone and grieve her life away. She gets back up. And we can take courage today to realize God has given us that kind of courage today. God has given us that kind of courage to say we can get back up. We might be fighting the hardest battle we've ever fought, but we can get back up. Somebody ought to say, I'm going to get back up, praise God. And then I just will tell you, there's going to be a day where the devil says, well, you know, I've killed this important, intricate person in this family. They're dead. They're gone. Their influence is gone. The family's grieving. You know, it's all over. But let me just tell you something about that. There's going to be a day. You know where I'm going. I said there's going to be a day, and it's coming soon, when those that they have put in the grave and those that they have put into the mausoleum, those that they have put in the grave, they're not going to stay in the grave. I love that song. Ain't no grave going to hold his body down. Woo! Hallelujah! I said the grave. No grave is going to hold the body down. We're going to get up one of these days. Somebody ought to say, praise God, we're going to get up one of these days and receive the reward that God has. If you believe that, would you just stand to your feet right now and say, Lord, I believe that you're going to get us up, hallelujah, to receive our reward. But today we will get up and do whatever you have called us to do. Jesus did and you will. Jesus got up because he was resurrected, so will you. Today we are in a place where, what does the church strategically do? I love the announcement of that the church is doing something. The church is in the community. They're engaging one another. Let me say to you, there's going to be some mess you're going to have to deal with. Some of you are probably dealing with mess right now. But God is saying, by the Holy Spirit, He gave this to me for you. Get back up. Don't you stay where you are. If you've been discouraged and you're not in church now because you're worried about this and you're worried about that, or you're fighting a fight with your children because you're worried about where your children are in their walk with God, let me just tell you, get back up and pour into their life, because I'm going to tell you, it's going to be all right. God is going to help us, hallelujah, and strengthen us. You're in that position today. And say, Pastor, I've not been in that frame of mind. I've just kind of pulled the covers over my head. I kind of just keep doing what I've been doing. I'm just really kind of depressed. I really don't have a lot of trust in a lot of people. I really just think I can just do without church. Let me just tell you, that's a lie from the pits of hell. We're getting close. And I don't want to see anybody left behind. I don't want to see anybody lose out from what I'm talking about today. If the enemy has been fighting you, and you say, Father, or Pastor, I want you to pray, the Father, help me to come out of that position of being knocked down, and I need to get up. I want you to come. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm not going to identify it. If you feel like you've not been able to get up, you've just been too depressed, too discouraged, don't worry about what other people are doing. If you feel like you need to come forward, I want you to come forward right now. Don't worry about what other people are doing. You do what you feel like you need to do. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. God told me He was going to touch some people today. Brother Hall, I want everybody to just spread out a little bit. If you come on up and spread out, I want to tell you something. Brother Hall, come on, stand by me. This is my best buddy. Let me tell you right now. We've been in ministry for over 20 years together. And we're not finished. There's good things ahead.
Good things ahead. Right.
If the devil's telling you, well, the church has too many problems, that kind of just tell you every church has a problem. That's not what it's about. It's about serving God. It's about saying to God, I'm going to get back up. Not be accounted as along with the wicked. The wicked's trying to destroy me. The wicked's trying to keep me down, but I'm going to get back up. And I'm going to serve the Lord with everything within me. Whatever time God will give me, whatever time, however God will use me, I'm going to get back up. Do what. And I will just say to everybody in this room, if you're in a ministry or leadership level in the church, you're there. Let me tell you, the devil's coming to your house to try to discourage you and keep you out of the position of leadership and keep you out of the place where God has called you to be. I'm telling you, that's the devil's business. You need to get back up and tell the devil, you're not going to stop me. You're not going to keep me from doing what God has called me to do. In Jesus' name. We can get preoccupied. We got to get back up.
Amen.
Right now. Right now. The other day, suffering, allergies, couldn't breathe. I have a prescription. In the night, a flower came out of heaven in my dream. And it had a place in the middle like an oxygen cup. You put over your mouth. And the Lord said, breathe in. I reached in with saying, oh, thank you, Lord. And I breathed in. And when I did, my lungs were filled with oxygen, and I got a touch from heaven. I'm telling you, God touched my lungs and healed that thing that was going on in my lungs. And I feel like I could run a marathon. What I'm trying to tell you is get ready for your moment. Get up and get ready to receive your moment right now. Get ready to receive from the Lord right now in the name of Jesus.